Well, I guess over the past weeks and months, we've never had hand sanitising and general cleanliness more in our minds. And obviously, we're starting to get used to various ways of doing things. One new way, though, or as I say one way for businesses to just generally protect their staff is to use fogging. And I'm joined on the line by Lewis Fulcher of JetCams. Lewis, hi.
Hi.
So what is fogging? How does it, has it been around for a while? I've not heard of it before.
No, well, it's something that is being used. It does get used in hospitals all the time. They're currently using it in London a lot, in train stations and on trains. They use it on planes. And some people are looking to get this done on top of getting things deep cleaned as well, because this is a slightly different thing to having your property or public transport deep cleaned. It's a preventative rather than killing everything on site at that moment in time. This process prevents viruses growing and breeding in your transport or in your office, your home, wherever we put it.
Well, so what does fogging involve? If someone said, okay, I'd like you to come round and fog my office, how does that work?
Basically, I turn up, I put a nice big white suit on with a mask, and I'd have a machine. It sort of looks like a mini cannon with a tank on the bottom of it. And I fill the tank up with a fogging solution that we use that has this barrier in it, which lasts for 30 days. And we then enter the property, and it's called fogging because basically once you're in the room and you're doing this process, it sort of gives it a sort of like a haze inside the room. It's not like bellowing out smoke, but it's just like a haze, like a mist. And we go around and we'll, so say it was an open planned office and you had desks and things there, we'd be blowing underneath the desks, underneath the chairs, and then we'd let the machine sit in the middle of the room and let it fill the room, turn it off, you leave it for 20 minutes, and then it settles into the air, fills all the air in the room, kills all the viruses and bacteria in the air, and then it settles on all surfaces. And if you think about whatever the air touches is what this is going to touch. So not just your surfaces, but light bulbs, which you're going to change, light switches, a pen on the side, a bit of change, anything that's in that room and the air can touch, this will land on, and it stays there for 30 days. And like, and just continues to kill viruses which are on your hand, which you can cough or sneeze, and it lands on a surface, it will kill it immediately for 30 days.
And do you need to, I mean, you mentioned there, okay, if it will land on a pen. So if you're coming into an office, would you actually kind of really need to clear everything away, get everything off the desk so that it's all the, no? Oh, right.
No, you can use it in the dentists, like I say, they use it in hospitals. You can use it around food products. You can, it's a natural solution that we use. And so you'd literally, what would happen normally is someone would come in and deep clean like they do, and then we'd come in afterwards and we do our thing to let everything settle in the barrier, stay where it needs to be. And like I say, it stays there for 30 days.
Right. Okay. And over that time, does it slowly become less effective? So really, should you top it up again after 3 weeks, or is it pretty much, well, once a month you come in?
Yeah, we'd normally say to people when it comes to about the 25-30 day mark, depending on how much traffic you've got going in your office, if it's just a few of you sat in there, or if it's a constant flow of people, we'd probably say every 20 days to get it done. But like, if it was a taxi, say, like the back of a taxi, we say every 30 days, because you've got people coming in and sitting down, and there's not much going on.
Right.
When they're sitting down, they're not walking about in the back of the taxi, obviously. They're just sitting there looking out the window, thinking about what they're going to do for the day. So, like, for example, we're going to be doing a taxi firm in Cambridge, and there's a lot of things that people don't think about. Like, when you get in a taxi, you grab the seatbelt strap and you will pull that seatbelt strap as far as you need it, but you'll be grabbing that strap and then plugging it in. So taxis are saying, yeah, we are cleaning the back of the taxis, but after every person's got out, they're not jumping in the back, getting the strap of the seatbelt and deep cleaning the seatbelt strap. Sure. And, you know, so what we do is we turn up, we've had something made bespoke, which fits into the window, which you do the window up to, and it blows this fogging into the back of the taxi because they have a screen between the driver and the people in the back now.
Mm-hmm.
And we pull the seatbelt strap straight across as far as they can go to each clip. So when the fogging goes in there, it does the same thing. It lands on everything in the back, the seats, the buttons, the window, if there's children touching the window, everything in the back of that vehicle, or even a bus, whatever. Mm-hmm. It do the same thing. It has the barrier. But then we'd leave them a certificate as well to stick on their window so people can see it's been done.
Right, that's a good thing as well, isn't it? Because I guess people are, in general, being far more hygienic now. I mean, I've never seen so many bottles of hand wash around my house as you've seen. Is this something that they should still keep doing? I mean, does fogging, is that just a general safety measure and you should still use other things? Or does it mean, actually, if it's been fogged, you're all right?
Well, like I say, antibacterial fogging is a preventative. So, yes, you still want to wash your hands and use hand sanitizers because you're still going to go about your daily routines and you're not going to be in that room all day and all night. You're not going to be in that transport all day, all night. So, yeah, still go out and wash your hands and use antibacterial wipes, etc. But this is literally for a enclosed space where you're going to be, and you know if you're sat in that bit of public transport and you can see a certificate sat there saying that it's been done. If you're in your office and you know that it's been done, you know that everything you're touching is safe.
Right.
For 30 days. So your friend next to you could have something on their hands. They could touch, come and lean on your desk having a chat. But then they've put their hands on your desk. It's now killed everything that's on their hands. And they haven't left anything on your desk.
That's all right, isn't it? That's all right. But back to the old days.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, I'm guessing you must be quite busy at the moment then.
Yeah, well, we've got people as well that have had like cases of it in their homes. So we're not saying to them, right, we'll come in there every 30 days. But because of what this product does, I can go into each room of the house, shut the door, shut the windows, all vents are off in kitchens, etc. And you just quickly blast it in the room. And like I say, it fills the air, touches everything in the room that the air touches, kills everything instantly within 30 seconds. So will then it would take us, say, in an average 3 or 4 bedroom house, probably take us about a maximum of an hour, and that includes us doing it and letting it settle before you can go back in, because you can't be in there while we're doing it.
Okay, all right. If people want to find out more, want to do this, what can they look at your website? Is it all on there?
Yeah, everything, all the details on our website, which is jetcams.com. Yeah, all our contact details are on there. Details of how it works. Like I say, I mean, if people wanted to have proof of the 30 days and everything like that, the product we use has all of the test results numbers on it. It's approved in England, approved in Europe, and I can, you know, we can show you the product and everything like that. So it's not like I'm just sitting here saying to you, yep, it lasts 30 days. It's got it on the tin.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, Lewis, it's good to hear that there's some sort of more, you know, because for some people it's so worrying that this whole idea of everything you touch, you know, wipe the shopping when it arrives and all this sort of stuff. It's really useful to know that at least within a particular room you can go, no, everything's fine in here. So good luck with it. And thanks for coming on and telling us about it this afternoon.
Yeah, no problem.